Cleveland waived Cedric Tillman on Thursday, and the reason given puts Casey Conception in the sentence. Scott Petrak at Brown's Zone laid out the accounting on the former third-round pick, injuries, inconsistency, a non-guaranteed salary, and wrote that Tillman appeared the odd man out in the receiver room after Conception and Boston were drafted in the first two rounds in April. A rookie can collect a lot of camp praise without any of it costing a veteran his job. This week, the front office did something, and a beat writer named Concepcion as part of Y. That is the strongest institutional signal on this file to date. The roster followed on Sunday. Concepcion is one of six receivers on the initial 53, Jerry Jeudy, Isaiah Bond, Concepcion, Denzel Boston, Malachi Corley, and Tylan Wallace, per the team's announcement at clevelandbrowns.com, with Gage Larvadane, Luke Floria, and Cole Wilson all waived the same day. One name on that list carries a question. Bond was on Petrak's Saturday list of non-practicers with a concussion, then on the 53 on Sunday. That is a health situation to be resolved, and we'll leave it as that. Two things the week did not deliver. Thursday's finale produced no Conception touch, target, or return in any account we can attribute. Floria caught the two touchdowns per Petrak, so the preseason ended without the catch column this file has been waiting on. And the punt return job, which Nick Padone at Browns on SI characterized as part of his usage on August 20th, is confirmed nowhere. No designation appears in the roster announcement or in any coverage this window. It remains a beat characterization, not a settled role. Back in June, we drew one distinction for this rookie. A return job is real weekly usage. A target share is a hope. The usage side of the ledger gained institutional weight this week, a veteran cut, partly in his name, while the hope side got 1 week older and the preseason is now out of chances to feed it. More when the games start counting. Data via NFL Verse.